I can't believe I went through with this, but there's no turning back now. All right, so I would like to start with the third step prayer. God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Amen. When I was born, I never felt like I belonged in this world. I was born disabled, and it was hard for me to accept it. And I didn't accept it until I came into these rooms. And there's nothing I could really do about it. So like, I had a cousin that would touch me when I was like about 5 or 6. And, so I used food to cope with it. And it didn't work. I used drugs, alcohol, gambling, and I learned how to manipulate people. I never really wanted to be here in this world, but now I do. When I was in first grade, I weighed 120 pounds. I was the fattest or one of the biggest kids in school. I made fun of other people because it felt good to get up, felt good to get it out of me. And, but then again, I had a lot of shame of doing it. So I used food. Like, how could you do that to anyone else? So I thought I would destroy myself by eating more food. And when I inject certain foods, I can't stop eating it because I have a spiritual malady. And if I keep going down that road by eating my binge foods, I'm not living. I'm just existing. And I can't control the past anymore. What I can control is just the now. And self-reliance has failed me. Right now I read pages 60 to 63 every day and 83 to 88. I was bullied for being different. I blamed God for it. And so I didn't come into these rooms until 2019, February 5th. And I would make fun of myself for in front of my friends so people would like me, and I'd be like, hey, they're laughing with me, not at me. And I destroyed myself because it felt good for the things that I did to others. I wasn't not, like I had everything. I had parents that loved me. I was able to like live in a house my whole life. My family went on good trips, but nothing was ever good. I always wanted more. I was never okay with having a little bit. I always wanted more, more, more. The more I wanted it, the more I craved it. And yeah, I didn't learn self-acceptance until I came into these rooms. When and then the reason why I came into OA is because I moved to Arizona in 2017. And I tried the paying ways. I lose about 100 pounds. I used illegal substances to lose weight. I used clenbuterol. It's something that makes you sweat a lot. And I was going to the gym like every day. And everyone was like, "Wow, Alex, you're doing so good. Like you're losing weight." And they had no idea that I was doing that. And I had no idea why I was getting so big until I got into OA, and they were like, "You cannot have these certain foods. They're called your alcoholic foods." I'm like, "Why? It's not alcohol." And they're like, "Then why are you getting bigger?" They didn't mean it in a derogatory way. They just had me like realize, and like I was like, "Wow, that's exactly right." Because when I think of the word allergy, I think of like the sniffles, like when you have allergies. But this one is the physical allergy and the mental twist of the mind, where the mental twist says, you can just have a little bit." And then I'm like, "But yeah, I could just have a little bit. I'll try it. I'll just try a little bit, see what happens." And once I inject those foods, I can't stop. And the only way I can stop is if I have a spiritual awakening of the result of these steps. And the only way I can maintain that spiritual awakening of the result of these steps is if I work with others and take others and teach to others that's been given to me. And I've sponsored one person and it works. And I want to get back to sponsoring again. I'm so close, but it's not me, it's God. I can't. Sometimes I want to take credit, but it's not me. If I start thinking that way, like I did it, then I get back. I start taking what's helped me, and it's all God. It's not me. Scared right now. I can't believe I would agree to something like this. What is wrong with me? But I'm glad I did. And when I read, I can see my whole life in this book, and this book has saved me. And it's and this program just teaches me how to love other people, love myself. And I can't be of service when I'm stuck in that food. And I stopped trying to think of how I can beat this disease. I can't. I'm powerless over food, and my life has become unmanageable. I can't restore myself to sanity. Only God can. And then on page 60, it says that we were alcoholic and could not manage our own lives. That's step one. Step two, that probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism. Step two, that God could and would if he were sought. That's step three. And then when I would get to step four, I'd be like, "Oh, I can't keep doing this. I need to go back to step one." So I would go back to step one on purpose, so I didn't have to do the 4-step inventory. And I would do that just because I was scared. And I've had about I've been in OA for about 4 years and like less than 1 year of abstinence. And I needed to have that last bite. And God willing, I hope I've had that last bite. I don't want to mess with this disease anymore because it's permanent, it's progressive, and it's but fatal. This disease will kill me if I don't work the steps. And I have all the proof. If you don't believe me, you can ask James Gandolfini, Mama Cass Elliot. They had everything. And this disease doesn't care who we are. All it cares is taking us out. And to me, that just means I need to keep surrendering, surrender, surrender. And there's only one thing that we can do for ourselves and others. That's the three R's: recover, recover, recover. And I know I'm a parrot. I hear other people and I just take their words. And yeah, so I'm a parrot. And I don't care. It helps me to see, because I learn from you guys. I have, how many people are on here? 73. So I have 72 of the best fucking teachers, and we all do. We learn from each other. And I'm all in now, where I never thought I would be. Like, when the first time I got abstinent, I'm like, I have arrived. See you, OA. I'm gonna do it like how I did Weight Watchers. But it never freaking worked. All I did was take it and leave it. And I blamed OA. And blaming never got me anywhere until I started taking accountability for my actions. And this is the best life that I've ever had. And I can either live in spite of my past or die because of it. And how many more minutes do I have?
You have 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Oh, is there a way I could speed the timer up? Nope. All right, I got 7 more minutes. Yeah, so I went to the birthday party in Los Angeles, California, and I got to meet so many people that I went to the meetings with. And I was scared, and some people were like, they're just, come here, we got you. And this group is just all about love and inclusivity, and I can't go back to what I was before. I can only go up to God and just give the rest of my life to God. And that's all I want to be now, is maximum service to you and my fellows. Because if I go back, I'm taking the self-reliance back, and self-reliance has failed me. My finite self can't do anything when I'm in the food. But infinite God can. And that's all I got.